Up to this point, we have been focusing on Augustan images and styles. These flowed out of Rome to the rest of the empire and helped to unify it. But the Pax Romana, or Roman peace, made possible the free flow of people, ideas, skills, and goods all across the empire, all around the Mediterranean. Let's get a visual sense of the extent of the empire. Exit the Black Bedroom, turn left, and stop to examine the map and plaque on the right-hand wall called the Roman Empire. This map gives you a good idea of the extent of the empire and of how many different peoples were under its sway. It stretched from northernmost Britain to easternmost Syria to southernmost Egypt to westernmost Spain. Spend a few moments to find these four places on the map: Britain, Syria, Egypt, Spain. Also, note where legions of the Roman army were stationed. These are represented by the small squares on the map. The number of legions on a particular border shows the amount of trouble Rome had in controlling that region. What border seems to you the least secure, the most troubled? Pause this tour till you decide. Note that Rome controlled the entire Mediterranean Sea, which Romans called Mare Nostrum, our sea. This sea, like the excellent roads that the Roman legions built wherever they settled, was a highway that brought all parts of the empire together. When you have finished looking at the map, turn around. You are in the last room in this corner of the museum. It is called Art of Imperial Rome. The objects in this room, especially the glassware, will give you a better sense of the free flow of people, ideas, and goods made possible by the Roman peace. Two cases hold glassware, one on the left wall as you face the windows called Roman Pottery and Glass, and the other on the windowed wall called Roman Pastimes. Other cases contain pieces of furniture and decorative objects. After looking at the various cases, pick three objects you especially like, including at least one piece of glass. These should be objects you wouldn't mind owning if you were a Roman citizen. Perhaps you would use these objects with the one you chose back in Track 5. Try to pick three that were made or found in different parts of the empire. Write the titles and museum numbers of your chosen objects in your notebook, and explain why you chose each and why you would enjoy using it. Listen to the music as you do this, and then go on to Track 10.